Last January in Lübeck, Germany, a fire in a refugee shelter killed 10 people. Initial reports indicated that it was arson, the worst yet in a series of right-wing attacks against foreigners. A day later, police said the fire had been set from inside by one of the residents of the shelter, a 20-year-old Lebanese man. He has denied the charges, and human rights groups claim prosecutors have ignored leads linking the attacks to local people. NPR's Deirdre Berger reports from Frankfurt.
The accused man, Safwan Eid, has lived in Germany for 6 years, since his family fled the civil war in Lebanon. Home was several rooms in the upper floors of a refugee shelter in Lübeck. Hours after a devastating blaze burned down the shelter, the police detained four young men on a nearby street, but released them soon after. Investigators then arrested Safwan Eid. They claimed he had confessed the attack to a first aid official. Eid denies all charges. From the beginning, journalists and independent investigators have accused prosecutors of racism, suggesting the more likely suspects were the four young men detained near the scene. Lübeck prosecutor Michael Bockenhauer denies charges that leads are being left uncovered.
We are investigating in all directions, including those in the defendant's favor. If at the end of the trial it is necessary to plead not guilty, we will do this.
The prosecutors have had a hard time assembling a credible case. Safwan Eid's alleged motive, a dispute with other shelter residents, has been denied by all house residents. Furthermore, the other eight members of Eid's family were in the house the night of the blaze, and authorities have not explained why he would have threatened the lives of his own family. Investigators insist the fire started in an upper story in the locked house, indicating someone inside started the fire. But a respected arson expert who conducted a private investigation claims the fire was set on the ground floor. The time the fire broke out is also disputed, weakening the alibi of the four young men detained the night of the fire. Investigations by local journalists have revealed the four are active in right-wing circles. One is nicknamed Little Adolf. This summer, a state judge decided the evidence was too weak to keep Eid in custody and ordered him released. But prosecutors persisted with their case against him. On the first day of his trial, Eid asserted his innocence, but at the same time refused to make a statement. The trial will last until next year. I'm Deirdre Berger in Frankfurt.